Hey, this is a dictation for Coletta Taylor, C-O-L-E-T-T-A. Last name is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth is 11-10-1961. Date of accident, 2-17-2023. Date of service is 4-24-2023. This is a new patient visit. The patient reports the following, that on 2-17-2023, she was involved in an automobile accident. Chief complaints are severe pain in the left shoulder and severe pain in the left hand, especially the second and third metacarpal, with the pain in the neck and severe pain in the lower back with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly, laterally. Also pain in the right shoulder and very severe pain. In addition, patient suffers from severe COPD and is on a constant oxygen, 2 liter continuously. She suffers from hypertension and type 2 diabetes also. Patient attributes all of her symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 2-17-2023, almost 2 months ago. At 7:30 a.m., she was a restaurant driver, and she was traveling with a passenger in the back seat. She is a Lyft driver. The passenger was also injured and is seeing his own doctor. Patient reports that she was driving a Ford Escape and she was wearing a seatbelt. The accident happened on Southfield Freeway exit ram of I-96. There was a 24 car pileup and there was a tremendous amount of ice on the road which was not salted. She hit the car in the front of her and then a car from behind hit her car also. She had 2 times rear-ending accident because the car kept hitting each other. The impact of the car caused damage to the car completely total. The front of the car and back of the car is completely gone and quarter panel was gone. There was no damage to the inside of the car though. Seatbelt, headrest are completely okay. Console and dashboards are okay. In the impact, patient report that she doesn't remember the event of accident. She did not hit her head into anything, but airbag was deployed and there is a possibility of whiplash injury. She reported that her daughter came and took her to the Providence Hospital where she was for 5.5 hours. An x-ray of the neck and back was done, CT scan of the back was done, and they were talking about a possible fracture of L2 and L5, but she is not sure. She was not admitted. They had no beds at the time. The police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not come at the scene. It was not a hit-and-run accident, and she did not pass out at all. History of presenting illness, patient reports severe headaches, which are located to the front. They are mild, off and on. There is no sensitivity to the light or noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient does not have a major symptom of TBI. Only off and on dizziness is reported, which is only on certain time when she rapidly gets up from the bed. No vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no loss of memory. There's no seizures, confusion, disorientation, no memory loss, no vision problems, and no other issues are reported. She has moderate difficulty in walking and barely can go beyond half a block. She also reports numbness and tingling of the right leg, which is shooting from the lower back. But there is no radiation from the neck pain at all. And no sidal anesthesia, sleep disturbance is reported, but moderate anxiety is reported. No incontinence of the urine or bowel. Regarding these pains, patient report that she is suffering from a pain which is continuously severe and felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, tiring, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting the neck, the left shoulder, and the lower back. Patient report that she can only do abduction up to 90 degrees of the left shoulder, and hence she wants to get a checked out. Beyond 90 degrees, she has a severe pain. The pain in the lower back is also 10, and it is reported that is shooting down continuously into the lateral part and posterior part of the buttock and leg all the way to the ankle and foot. She does report of having x-rays, MRI and CT scan being done at Providence Hospital. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving and improved by sitting and lying down. There is associated muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right leg, but not the upper extremities. Bladder bowel incontinence is not present. Past treatment. Patient had seen ER doctor Daniel Carr at Michigan Spine and Brain Surgery. Ordered the MRI on 3/24 at Providence Hospital. The MRI reports were not available at the time of dictation, but they were available later on. The patient report that she has been provided with medications and traction and tense unit. System review is from the chart. Past surgical history is from the chart. It reports that she has had a laminectomy. ...1996 by Dr. Ethan Howey, H-O-W-E-I, at Harper Hospital, and a second set of surgery for the lower back in 2006. She also underwent partial hysterectomy in 2009 in Alabama Hospital at St. Vincent. These are result of a previous fall. Allergies to sulfur. Rest of the family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and personal history is on the record chart. The ADLs are as follows: mood and sleep are 9, ability to concentrate relationship with other people is 8, patient reports bathing, walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating, personal hygiene and dressing are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 139 over 72, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'4", weight is 220. This is a 61-year-old African-American female who is riding a scooter, motorized scooter, that she has been using since 2022, subsequent to her surgery that landed up in difficulty in walking. However, she is well-oriented, alert, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably in her scooter. She is able to come out of the scooter, can walk reasonably well without falling. She is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. There is a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well when she comes out of the scooter. But otherwise she is using the scooter, although the gait is slow, but not antalgic. The rest of the exam will be from the template. You can mention a scar in the lower back at L5 S1 area for the previous laminectomy. Neurological examination is from the template, musculature examination from the template, musculoskeletal examination. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is felt at L4, 5 and S1 area. 1 plus with the paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points, but with hypertonicity of 1 plus without any tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30 and extension bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was painful at after 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was positive, Sperling sign and Lerner test were positive. However, the distraction test was negative and Sotohal test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Breger test is negative, and Kemp test is negative, femoral nerve stretch negative, Babinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, it is a find that bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender, with the standing flexion test being positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test positive, Faber test bilaterally positive, Constellan test positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign was negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the left shoulder, all other extremities are completely normal, including the right shoulder, both the elbows, both hand and wrist, both hips, both knees, both ankle and feet are all completely normal. And they are warm to touch, well perfused without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all these joints are normal except for the left shoulder. Quick test negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The examination of the left shoulder joint shows that patient has a consistent pain of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with maximum ability to do the abduction is 90 degrees, beyond which severe pain starts to the patient. And pain is located in the rotator cuff region mostly. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive, speed test near test positive, Hawken Kennedy test was positive. The muscle strength at the shoulder is 4/5. Diagnosis. Diagnosis will be V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89. R53.1, R26.2, CNS R51, R42, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, pain in the shoulder, left side, M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, M46.1 bilateral, S33.5XXA. The plan of care for Colletta Taylor comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the maximum area of pain, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder, left shoulder. And with the traction massage aquatherapy. So medications, patient will be provided the following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acefax, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram, 50 mg Q6-hour PRN for pain relief. Xanax, 0.5 mg PRN. Zoloft, 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, panic, and depression. Lyrica, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment, PRN for topical pain relief. Home exercise plan, non-pharmacological modalities, refer to psychiatry, fitness club, are all yes. Review of the available MRI report. There is a MRI report is available and it shows the following. In the cervical spine, patient has a disc osteophyte complex which is mildly compressing the ventral thecal sac. In addition, there is a moderate neural foramen stenosis. There is uncomfortable joint hypertrophy which is possibly secondary to the motor vehicular accident. Bilateral neural foramen stenosis on both sides are noticed. Okay, and then in the lumbar spine MRI, it is found that there is a bulging disc of L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 causing the neural foramina narrowing. There is a mild to moderate spinal stenosis of L3-4 and severe neural foramina stenosis of L5-S1 with compression of left L5 nerve root, which explains the pathology and also the history. It coincides. Patient has been advised to start the physical therapy, as well as patient has been informed about the injection treatment that can bring early healing for her, that are indicated for this kind of pathology. Interventional pain procedure of choice will be LESI, CESI, SI joint injection, and injection to the left shoulder, supraspinatus, infraspinatus. Surgical options are not being considered right now. Neuropsych evaluation is being ordered for making sure that the patient is been evaluated for that. And X-ray of the right hand, X-ray of the left hand is being ordered to rule out the fracture of the second, third metacarpal. Attended care is ordered for this patient for 4 hours, 5 days after patient has provided an affidavit. Caseworker was discussed with the patient. Patient didn't want it. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. None are being ordered. DME, neck brace, back brace, tense unit are being ordered. Patient already has a motorized wheelchair. Education is yes. Follow-up visit will be in 7 days. Patient remains disabled for work for this time. Housework replacement, attended care, transportation has been ordered. Thank you. Patient will be followed up in 15 days' time. For now, she'll do the therapy. Injection treatment will be discussed again, and then once patient agrees, we'll schedule her for that. Thank you.